Way back 2005, we formed a violence reduction unit and we decided to try and change the attitude in Scotland. To say violence is not inevitable, you can prevent it. And we adopted a public health model, which a lot of people talk about, but a lot of people don't understand, which really means that violence is a disease, and if left untreated, it will spread from person to person and community to community. But like any disease, it has symptoms, and if you identify the symptoms, you can treat them, and that's what we've applied in Scotland.
And has it improved?
Yeah, well, in 2005, we had 137 homicides in Scotland, which is not huge by global terms, but with a population of 5 million, it is pretty significant. And last year, we had 59. So we're going in the right direction. 59 homicides is still 59 too many. And we've also got reductions in all the other measures of violence in Scotland as well, particularly hospital admissions, which are down by about 50%. So we have seen progress over that 14-15 year period, but there's still much more work to be done. The model we've adopted can be adopted anywhere. It doesn't matter where you are. You can have in Boston, in New York, in London, in Paris, Glasgow, and in Kent. Just the symptoms, the way violence presents itself might be slightly different. And therefore, your treatments that you use to bring violence down might be different in your community. Important thing is to say that this is not a policing matter. Police have a role to play, but if you're really going to do something about violence, then all public services, all of us, have to be aiming to do something and to contribute towards a reduction. I think it's also important to say that no matter where you are, if you look at violence on the whole, you'll find that the map of violence also equates to the low life expectancy, poor attainment, health problems, and largely that's because violence tends to occur in our poorer areas. So one of the ways of driving violence down is to invest in living standards of people who are living in their poorest communities.